The annual Quilts of Valor ceremony will take place on Friday, June 30th, starting at 6 p.m. in the UNM Gallup North Campus building. This community event recognizes local veterans with handmade quilts stitched with appreciation and gratitude by area quilters. There will be music, food, children's activities, a quilt raffle, and more. For questions or other details, you may call 505-726-6317.
I'm relatively new to quilting. I made clothing for years, and I haven't been quilting for very long, and it's a different mindset. I think the veterans' quilts are a very worthwhile thing. All three of my older brothers were in the Army. My dad was in the Army in World War II. My older son was in the Air Force for 17 years. And I personally, I've lost track of how many I've made on my own to give to friends of the family and relatives. And I, right now, I have a list of about 30 still to do. I'm trying to make a quilt for every one of the Vietnam veterans that my brothers were friends with, because they were of an age that when the Vietnam War was going on, everybody was drafted. And so a lot of their friends have served in the military also.
Do you care to share your name?
Carolyn Foreman. I'm in the Mount Taylor Quilt Guild in Grants. We've had quite a few of us that are coming over to help the Gallup Guild out this very, very worthwhile project. I went to a presentation about two summers ago, and I was so impressed with the color guard, the music. The mayor was there shaking hands and presenting the quilts to the veterans. It's amazing.
This is Diane, who works here at North Campus, and she's been involved with Quilts of Valor for probably, this is her third year. So she's got the sign-up sheets for the ceremony of ushers and decorating and cleanup, and then there's the cookout that we do. So you're going to see Diane coming around, seeing if any of you all are interested.
Do you care to share your name?
Ronnie.
Nice to meet you, Ronnie.
Uh-huh. I've been quilting for a long, long time, but I started coming to the McKinley County Guild Club. And that's how I've learned about the Quilt of Valor. I don't mind doing it. I do the best I can to show my appreciation for their service, the service rendered. Whoever's going to get the quilt. I have a brother-in-law that was in the service, Marine Corps. My uncle served in World War II, and then another one in Korean War. So I have relatives that had served. So this is just a little bit of way of saying thank you. And they do deserve it.
It's a beautiful quilt.
Thank you.
Blue stars and red stars and silver stars on a white background with a blue border.
My name is Shirley. I got interested in this project because I'm acquainted with Lara Hihon, who's one of the instigators, organizers from the beginning. I like needlecraft, needlework, quilting. I also like the community building aspect of this, and I was looking for a way to use my sewing interest and also get involved with the community here. I'm a teacher in town, and I've been in the area for maybe 12 or 14 years, and I appreciate the spirit of healing and community and just kind of the positive energy.
My name is Linda Williams.
Your quilt looks really interesting.
This quilt was made by all the volunteers. So we're like, this is probably done by all 20 people here. Everybody had hands on this quilt.
With any of the quilts here, how many people on average are involved with any given quilt, do you think?
It's about like 30 people. And like I said, it's a good thing we're doing for the community, the veterans especially. And it's a good way of saying thank you to them.
How long have you been sewing or quilting?
I've been doing this just maybe like 3 times here now this year. So I've heard it through the newspaper, and I got interested. And I'm a volunteer for the assisted living. So I'm interested, and I like doing that for people, volunteering and helping out the community the best way I can.
My name is Dorothy Slaughter, and I live out of Continental Divide, and my friend invited me to come. And I used to be a seamstress. I used to sew mainly clothing, but not interested in that anymore. So I saw the beautiful, beautiful artwork that they do with these quilts. And I was amazed, absolutely amazed. So I thought it would be interesting to find out how they put all these together and make such beautiful, beautiful art.
I understand that many people are involved in the making of each quilt.
Oh, yes, in this Quilts of Valor, yes. I can remember doing little squares myself and then bringing them, and they put them together, and one person sews them together, one person quilts them, and somebody else binds them, and it's just a group effort. Wonderful.
My name is Esther Holliday, and what got me started was just finding out there was a Quilt of Valor going on the first year, so I wasn't part of it the first year. Second year I joined just to honor the vets and be thankful for what they have done for us. So pretty much that's what it was.
And how long have you been sewing and quilting?
Actually, I think I've always been sewing, like clothing-wise, but quilting until I joined the Quilt of Valor. At first, it looked like it was too hard, just seeing how small they were working with the sewing seams. But after a while, I thought, oh, they look nice.
How does it feel working with such a large group of people to make each quilt?
It's fun. It's fun. We get to know a lot of ladies. We all hang out here together. It's Ladies' Day.
Do you think that if there were a man interested in doing this and had a little bit of experience, do you think that they would allow him to come in?
Sure, sure. And he'll have a lot of questions for sure. So he'll be getting all the attention.
Maybe you can find a veteran who's interested.
Oh, yeah. It's open. It's open to anybody that's interested. Yes. We don't mind.
My name is Bertha Jo. I just got involved recently. I think maybe last fall. I read it in the paper, in the Gallup Independent, about the quilting and how they honor the veterans and so forth. I used to think about the veterans sometimes and being thankful to them for all that they've done and so forth. And when I read that, I thought, that's a nice thing to do. And then they were going to meet again. They were going to start coming together and making some quilts. So I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to join. So that's when I came. And then I enjoyed being here and being with all the ladies. And it was something for me, something different for me to do. And then I learned that they have their other quilting classes too, that they offer classes. And if you're a beginner, you could join that class and participate and learn to sew and learn to put quilts together. So that's what I'm doing too. That's all new to me. But I enjoy coming over, and I think these ladies are have a good thing going, that they're thankful to our veterans, and that's why the quilting class. So I'm thankful to be a part of the group, and I look forward to seeing how everything comes together when they have that June 30. I look forward to it. Exciting. Something different in my life.
Hi, my name's Eleanor Moeller, and I feel very privileged to make Quilts of Valor. My son's retired. I've been sewing like for 20 years after my mother passed away because I felt very lost and alone. So I joined the Gallup group. We started making quilts of valor like maybe 6-7 years ago. I feel very fortunate and privileged to be able to do this for our servicemen.
I'm Lynn Olinger, and you're at a Quilts of Valor Sew Day, and our group has been working on this since 2011, and it's gone from just making blocks and donating them to a fabric company to now then making quilts for local veterans, and each year we make 10 quilts for local veterans and have a reception and ceremony.
How are these distributed, and how do you choose the veterans these will go to?
In the past, it's been veterans that were returning home from overseas since 2001, and they were attending UNM as a student. This year, we're starting a new thing, and the community is nominating the veterans, and we will draw 10 nomination forms next weekend and notify the veterans that have been picked. And the nomination forms are at Gallup Service Mart, at Comfort Suites, and at UNM North Campus.
How long have you been involved in quilts, tapestry, sewing?
Since about 2001, for me. Some of the other quilters here, that it's been, gosh, back in the 70s maybe, that they got started. And we have different skill levels here. Some ladies, before they came, they had never sewn, and they have completed quilt tops now. So people have learned how to sew during this year, too, with the Sew Days.
Now, I know that the Quilts of Valor Project is a national initiative. Do you know anything about how this got started?
If I remember correctly, it was back east, and some quilters just got together wanting to honor veterans, and from there it became the Quilts of Valor Foundation. And they operate under more guidelines than what we use. That there has, the quilts have to be a certain size, and the quilts are sent back east, and then they're distributed across the United States, where our group wanted to give quilts to our local veterans instead. So we branched out to our own group, and it's called the Loyal Order of the Quilt. And the veterans that received quilts 4 years ago asked for it to be named that.
For you, what's the most important thing about this project? Why was this important for you to get involved with?
It would be honoring the veterans and what they have. I get emotional about it because what they have gone through, and that a quilt is something that the quilters feel like could comfort them with the experiences that they've had. And so we talk about that this is something they can wrap around themselves when they're feeling blue, and that we're wrapping our arms around them. So it's to see the veterans' reaction to the quilts, and family members that we honor also, and family members have said that they've never been honored like this. So it's the community spirit and the love that goes towards the veterans and their families.
So one thing that I've gotten is that some folks, when they first start on the quilts, they're a little overwhelmed because they're used to the idea of sewing a project on their own, and they see the complexity of these quilts, and they think, oh my God, how could I ever do one of these? And as it turns out, everybody does a piece, and then it gets put together
So how long does it take for people to get past their intimidation by the complexity of these quilts?
Probably really within the first morning. I think of some of the ladies that have come in and not known how to sew. And by afternoon, they're not asking for any help and feeling really good and happy about what they're making. So the fear goes away pretty soon. Quilters really encourage each other a lot. So I think it's, again, that encouragement from other quilters that you can do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The annual Quilts of Valor ceremony will take place on Friday, June 30th, starting at 6 p.m. in the UNM Gallup North Campus building. This community event recognizes local veterans with handmade quilts stitched with appreciation and gratitude by area quilters. There will be music, food, children's activities, a quilt raffle, and more. For questions or other details, you may call 505-726-6317.